As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Legendary musician Doc Watson, who died Tuesday at the age of 89, after bringing bluegrass and old country tunes to the forefront of American folk starting in the 60s. The songs, of course, but then the playing. In particular, the flat picking style that influenced generations. When President Clinton awarded Doc Watson the National Medal of the Arts in 1997, he said, "There may not be a serious, committed baby boomer alive who didn't, at some point in his or her youth, at least trying to learn to pick a guitar like Doc." Well, that would include Wayne Henderson, master craftsman of guitars, mandolins, and banjos. He's been called the Stradivarius of luthiers, or guitar makers. He's made them for Eric Clapton, Gillian Welch, and his longtime friend, Doc Watson. Wayne Henderson joins us from Rugby, Virginia. Wayne, we are so sorry, first of all, for your personal loss.
Well, thank you so much. It's a real, real loss, you know, for Doc. But, you know, he certainly lived a wonderful life and influenced a generation of musicians and, you know, just a absolutely wonderful fellow, just like somebody feels like your grandpa.
Yeah. Do you remember when you first met Doc Watson?
Yeah. I met Doc when I first met him. It was in the late 60s. You know, he don't live too far from here, and then he visited a music store in Boone, North Carolina. And I would go visit that store sometimes, and I was sitting there playing Cannonball Blues, which is an old Carter Family tune. I was just finger-picking it, sitting there playing on a stool, and I heard this voice behind me, somebody singing really good, and singing right along a tune right with me. I looked around, and it was Doc Watson, and I almost dropped my guitar on the floor.
Hmm.
He come in, son, that's pretty good pick in there.
Hmm.
And he was just very complimentary, and I'd say that was somewhere along 1968 or 69.
It was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Tell us more about the playing, because you're a master guitarist yourself. You've toured Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and you run the Wayne C. Henderson Music Festival and Guitar Competition. That's just coming up June 16th, and I know everyone hoped that perhaps, you know, Doc Watson could be there, but just talk a little bit about the guitar playing. What was so special about his playing?
Well, he was an innovator. He was one of the, you know, that flat-picking style of playing fiddle tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Doc was one of the very first people to ever be doing that, and certainly one of the first to be out where people would hear him, you know, making records and touring out to do festivals and things.
He was considered one of the first to take that a lead fiddle part in a band and play it on the guitar. And we read this came from when he was part of the Jack Williams and the Country Gentlemen group.
They didn't have a fiddle player. And Doc had an electric guitar. And he could play tunes like Black Mountain Rag and Down Yonder and Ragtime Annie and just regular old fiddle tunes on that electric guitar. And he would play it, I've heard him say he'd play it till it felt like your arm was going to fall off. and that way people could dance.
Well, Doc Watson, born in Stony Fork, North Carolina, an eye infection as an infant left him blind.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, but he got so used to that, it certainly was not a hindrance in any way, and
sure.
I think it affected his style of playing a little bit. You know, when he hits a note down the neck toward the body of the guitar, you could always hear him make a little slide down there,
mm-hmm.
in which enhanced the tone and the sound.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stuff.
How did you make a guitar knowing that it was going to be Doc Watson's? What would you do that would be different?
Well, fortunately, Doc, you know, liked to hang around my shop, and he was around a lot, and he was always talking about his instruments, you know, and talked about what kind of neck he likes to play, and the action on his fingerboard and string spacing and stuff like that. And, you know, I'd try to pay attention to all that stuff. And, you know, when you make a guitar for Doc, you know, you try to make it the way that he wants it to be.
Well, tell us more. You talk about action, you know.
Well, that's you know, the distance that the string is off the fingerboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people like it down real low, and others like it up a little higher so you can play harder.
And what did he like them made of?
The one that I made for him that he played the most was made out of Hawaiian koa wood.
Hmm.
And my daughter was just making him one that he asked her to make and said he would play it at the festival and everything, make it out of oak.
Well, this is your daughter, Jane, and you, again, we're going to present this to him at your annual Guitar Fest. As we said, it's June 16th. What are you going to do with it now?
Well, she hasn't quite decided. You know, she's, I told her almost she needs to finish it up and keep it. It'd be such a heirloom, you know, but she also has to make a living. You know, she might sell it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she might keep it.
Wayne Henderson, you know, as we say goodbye, you have met a lot of guitarists. You've made guitars for the greats. Can you think of the guitarists that, just rattle them off, that have been influenced by your friend Doc Watson?
All kinds of, you know, famous people. Chet Atkins, you know, is probably one of the greatest guitar players that's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Was real happy to make a record with Doc.
I'm on my way to Cana's land. I'm on my way to Cana's land. I'm on my way.
Jack Lawrence and people like that was fortunate enough to get to play with him.
Yeah.
And his son Merle, you know, was one of the greatest guitar players in the world, you know, and of course he was totally influenced by his dad, you know, and all that.
Well, I think your festival on June 16th will probably now turn into a great send-off for Doc Watson.
Yeah, well, you know, we're certainly so sad just in general, you know, at my shop, I think, of the last couple of years was his favorite loafing place, and we just miss him so much there, and we'll certainly miss him not being at the festival, but we'll, you know, put on a little bit of a show for him. And Charles Welch, who is one of Doc's very closest friends and was always bringing him around over to the shop and stuff, he'll still probably do that set at
yeah.
my festival for Doc.
Well, Wayne Henderson, we wish you all the best, and thank you so much for helping us remember your friend Doc Watson.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Alberta, let your hair hang low. I saw her first on an April morn as she walked through the mist in a field of hay. Her hair lit the world with its golden glow, and the smile on her face burned my heart away.
So maybe now you're thinking, I do want to head to Wayne's Guitar
Alberta,
Festival, especially this year. For more on the festival at Grayson Highland State Park, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC Alberta, World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Hang low. I'll give you more.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.